Well, I think it's a big issue because it's a competition issue for the state of Oklahoma.
Governor Mary Fallon says she wants to reduce the top state income tax rate from 5.25% to around 3% over a period of several years.
Missouri and Kansas right now are talking about the possibility of lowering their income tax, and those are neighboring states. We already know what's going on in Texas with job creation and revenue growth there.
Kansas, Missouri, and the seven states that already have no personal income tax also all have higher property taxes than Oklahoma, except for Wyoming. The latest estimates from the National Association of Home Builders put the average rate in Texas at more than 18%, one of the highest in the U.S. In Oklahoma, property taxes are assessed locally, but several states have a statewide property tax. So could a higher property tax assessed by the state be an option for replacing revenue lost by reducing the income tax? Not in Oklahoma. The state property tax is always rejected out of hand by state leaders. Understanding why requires returning to the Depression era in the administration of Governor Alfalfa Bill Murray.
We inherited that principle to be free. We also have the right of liberty, the right of local self-government, the right to pursue our own business. These are the fundamental rights of an American citizen.
The kind of conservatism that Alfalfa Bill Murray represented is what I call conservative populism.
Oklahoma Historical Society Director Bob Blackburn says Murray, a Democrat, was a small government guy in the 1930s.
Murray would have been more comfortable with Thomas Jefferson than he was with Franklin D. Roosevelt. You hear today of the Tea Party leaders opposing stimulus and federal involvement. Alfalfa Bill Murray would have fit in perfectly.
But he also wouldn't hesitate to use force to get his way, like when he personally led National Guard troops to the Red River during a border dispute with Texas, or when he shut down thousands of oil wells after the industry collapsed, effectively fixing the price of oil. Murray also hated the state property tax, and with good reason. Former State Finance Director Alexander Holmes chairs the Economics Department at the University of Oklahoma and studies the evolution of the tax system.
That was the major source of revenue. The property tax, the gross production tax, and an insurance premium tax, actually. If that didn't fund the budget, then the Equalization Board would get together and say, the new millage levy is going to be, let's say, 50 mil. And that would then balance the budget.
The Great Depression and the oil collapse stifled the other revenue sources, causing property tax chaos, with citizens simply unable to pay. This as the Dust Bowl choked farmers' livelihoods.
I went through the old Equalization Board reports and was flabbergasted to see how dramatic those numbers changed. Your property tax might triple from one year to the next. Then it might drop in half. Then it might double again. The ability to plan to meet your property tax obligation for the landholder was practically zero. The poor earth isn't growing anything, and your property tax is doubling.
Alfalfa Bill Murray led the effort to abolish the statewide property tax, and a 1933 amendment to the Oklahoma Constitution did just that. It was replaced with a state sales tax and never spoken of again. For State Impact, I'm Logan Layden.